Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
There's one man who refuses to follow the script.
We have rules here, you know that. And if you don't follow the rules, then what are we?
One man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they all love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk. It's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Terrific. Sports Tuesday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. And on this Tuesday morning, I'm pissed off. But the world of sports is buzzing. And we are going to get to all the big stories, including why Denver and Minnesota, the Nuggets and the Timberwolves, why it's the best rivalry right now in all of sports. I'm going to tell everybody what the Dallas Cowboys need to do in round one of the NFL draft just 2 days away. Looking forward to that, obviously. I have the countdown clock here. We are less than 59 hours away from round one of the 2026 NFL draft on Thursday night. And honestly, it can't get here fast enough. I feel like that's going to be Christmas when we wake up on Thursday morning. And I have gazed into the sports crystal ball. And I know the Eastern Conference and Western Conference finalists in the NHL playoffs. I will share that with you next hour here on You Better You Bet. Our bets for tonight will close the show. I will attempt to do better than yesterday, where my blind faith, I was talking with friend of the show, Ken Barkley, about that. We had a good laugh about this yesterday. Like, it's like a Curb Your Enthusiasm bit. The NL Central is not allowed to be this good. They must lose or not. 1-2 in my fate of the NL Central. You know, would have been nice to cash that Knicks-Cavs money line parlay. We will attempt to do better at the end of the show today. Myself, Tyler, and Kenny. The phone number, 310-840-4910. The YouTube page, youtube.com/@thekostos. And you can follow me on all social platforms at thekostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. But we officially begin the terrific Sports Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet with another New York Knicks playoff collapse at Madison Square Garden. The Knicks lead Atlanta last night by 12 entering the fourth quarter. With the, and I mean this sincerely, as no disrespect to the Hawks, none. I wouldn't say this if the Knicks played the Celtics. I'm saying it because it's true in this instance. With the far superior team and lose. Outscored 28-15, 15 points in the fourth. You'd think they're playing the 2000 Baltimore Ravens with how bad the offense was in the fourth quarter last night. Outscored 28-15 and lose the game 107-106. Series now tied at a game apiece, heading back to Atlanta on Thursday night. and it'll be during the NFL draft, and it's just going to be worlds colliding for your boy as a big New York sports fan. My Giants picking twice in the top 10. I got the Jets picking second, and here's a Knicks playoff game as well, plus Yankees Red Sox with Cam Schlittler starting at Fenway, but that's a story for another time. So the Knicks lose. They yak it away to Atlanta. First things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. We got to give credit to the Atlanta Hawks. What an awesome win last night for Atlanta. What a tremendous win last night for Atlanta. Resiliency by the Atlanta Hawks. Clutch shot making by the Atlanta Hawks, except for CJ McCollum's two free throws at the end. But you know, all is well that ends well. I thought they showed tremendous heart and courage and guts and resolve. Down 1-0 in the series. Kind of got, the final score doesn't indicate it, but I kind of felt like game one was never in doubt over the weekend, and they're down double digits entering the fourth quarter. It would have been really easy to fold, to pack it in and say, you know what? They've got us here. Let's go back to Atlanta. Let's try and win a couple and get back to the Garden with the series tied at 2 games apiece. Nope. Nope. They just go out there and they win the game. Tremendous, tremendous performance. CJ McCollum is the star for Atlanta. We'll talk about everything that went on with CJ McCollum and how infuriated it makes me coming up in a little bit. But this is just about the actual game itself to start. McCollum's nails in this game. 32 points, 12 in the final quarter. Did miss the two free throws at the end. But again, thanks to a Knicks brain-dead possession on offense there. And also, just to say this, get it out of the way now. You know what would be nice? If, like, NBC and Amazon, who did it last week with Heat and Hornets, could know how many timeouts teams have at the ends of games. In playoff games. And I don't blame Noah Eagle. It's not his fault. Like, Noah's calling the game. You know how many people, production-wise, work on these games? Like, when I did college radio at Fordham, we had a statistician. We had a producer. There was someone running the board. Like, we had multiple members of the crew calling, like, a crappy Fordham-LaSalle game back in the day. Fordham and Lehigh in football. And we had multiple members of the crew. Do you know how many people NBC probably has producing this game? Amazon probably has producing their games? And we can't get the number of timeouts correct at the end of games? Like, this is not calculus. It's arithmetic. How many are left? Is it 1 or 0? It's binary. 1 or 0. We can't get this right. We have wrong information being disseminated to the fan base, so Knicks fans are melting down even more than they would have been otherwise when the Knicks don't call timeout. They didn't have one. Can we get this right? And as someone that's worked in radio production and sports production and TV production for a long time prior to doing this on the air, I do feel terrible for whoever made that mistake. But, like, this ain't college radio. Gotta get this right. Pathetic. Like, that's, it's as bad as it gets, and it's happened twice in a week, once on Amazon and once on NBC. And I think, by and large, they do great jobs in the broadcasting of the games. Sincerely. I enjoy Amazon's broadcast of the NBA. I enjoy NBC's broadcast of the NBA. Can we get this right? How many timeouts are there? Is this so much to ask for? So CJ McCollum's great in the game. Jalen Johnson is making tons of big plays at the end of this game. And honestly, like, the third most important member of the Atlanta Hawks last night was Jonathan Kuminga, who not only was making big shots, but, like, was literally, like, pushing Karl Anthony Towns out of the paint at points on defense. And I'm sure Steve Kerr and the Warriors are watching Jonathan Kuminga last night wondering, did we miss the boat on this a little bit? Not that he's, like, an all-NBA player, but I tell you, looked pretty useful last night. And I think you'll see more of Kuminga moving forward here. Less Dyson Daniels, probably. More Jonathan Kuminga coming up in the rest of the series for the Atlanta Hawks. So we praised Atlanta. And Quinn Snyder's an awesome coach. Even though he went from looking like he was like a Goldman Sachs executive. And now he looks like someone who's been high for 20 years straight. with that hair and the glasses. Like, he looks like he should be living on an island somewhere. I look at this guy and I'm like, what happened to Quinn? Like, does Quinn Snyder just hit the bong every day? God bless him. Guy's a great coach. Great job by Atlanta. Also, and I'm being fair, right? I have credited the Hawks up the wazoo. The Knicks blew the game. Now, it takes two to tango, right? So the Knicks can say, we see this in sports a lot, where one team tries to blow a game, and the other team says, you know what? We're good. You can still win. So the Hawks had to do their part. Like, the Knicks opened the door, the Hawks had to walk through it. So credit to Atlanta for walking through the door. But damn it, the Knicks opened it. And if you don't think so, I don't know what game you were watching. And I call it like I see it. And I am a Knicks fan, but I'll tell you what. If I felt Atlanta trucked them, you know I would come on the air and say that. The Knicks absolutely blew this game. And we can assign blame to any number of places. How about the Knicks missing 10 free throws in the game, including two towards the end, consecutive by OG Anunoby? Ridiculous. Ridiculous. 17 of 27 from the line. That ain't going to win you a playoff game, missing 10 free throws. We can talk about Mike Brown's legitimately insane lineups, where I just think about this, right? I don't even want to do analytics. I don't care. PER, DVOA, spreadsheets. I don't give a damn about it. Let's like use our brains here as sports fans. Do any of you watching or listening think it's a good idea for, in a playoff game, for Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns to not be on the court at the same time? Five-man lineup, neither of the two best players are on the court for stretches of time. Does anyone think that's a good idea? Like, without knowing what the advanced statistics say? What does the calculator say? Like, you put numbers into a spreadsheet. What? I don't care about any of that. Use your brains. Common sense. Logic. Reason. What does it dictate? That this is crazy. That it's ridiculous. And yeah, we can absolutely criticize Mike Brown's usage of timeouts. Like, the timeout that he calls with under 3 minutes to play, when Jalen Brunson's streaking to the basket where he's going to have a layup, like, you would have thought that, like, Quinn Snyder called that timeout. Like, this is a sci-fi movie, and the Atlanta Hawks have possessed Mike Brown's body, and Jalen Brunson's about to score a layup, and they call timeout. And then Mike Brown's like, what? I didn't call timeout. What just happened? He seriously called that timeout. What's he thinking? These are fair critiques. All of these things happening, all of them happening, lead to the anatomy of a collapse. And even with this, and this is why the Knicks blew the game, and why I think that's the case more than Atlanta won it, even if I'm crediting Atlanta, because despite all of this, the Knicks still had a shot at the buzzer to win. And of course, here's I don't even know what to say. Mikal Bridges. It's just like, come on, man. This is what's happening. Don't try. No, you're cool. Don't drive to the basket. Yeah, it's, just contested, ridiculous, like, fadeaway jumper to try and win the game. And no problem. Yeah, that's great. Like, Jalen Brunson doesn't touch the ball. No, all good. All good. Because, you know, if you were to poll Knicks fans, who do you most want shooting at the end of the game? Mikal Bridges would have to be first, right? And in the aftermath of this loss, we're all, we're sitting there, right? In the wreckage, in the pit of misery, as Knicks fans. And I'm on social media. I'm watching the game and, obviously, and I'm watching post-game and I'm listening and I'm reading. And it feels like everybody wants to blame Mike Brown. And Mike Brown absolutely 100% deserves some blame for what happened last night. There is no question about it. No question about it. But I'll just say this. I'm not doing the whole, oh, Tom Thibodeau have done that? Like, Tom Thibodeau presided over some bad Knicks playoff losses, okay? So I'm not willing to do that. Did they make the right move? I still think they did. I think Tibbs had to go, just like did they hire the right guy to replace him. So Mike Brown definitely deserves some blame. Here's what I would say to everybody, whether it's pundits in the media, whether it's basketball fans, whether it's you listening or watching, at what point do we collectively start to hold these players accountable? At what point does that happen? At what point do we say, hey, Jalen Brunson, who's a superb player, All-NBA caliber, he's magnificent, he's tremendous, he's great, he's not Kobe Bryant. And the way he hogs the ball, and we talked about it last year in the playoffs, right? He thinks he's Kobe. Dribble, dribble, dribble shot. Pass the ball, dude. You're not Kobe Bryant. Sorry. You're not Michael Jordan. And that's okay. He doesn't have to be Kobe to be great. He's great being himself. Stop trying to be Kobe Bryant. Pass the goddamn ball. We want to blame Mike Brown? Okay, he deserves some blame. Let me ask everybody this. Was Mike Brown the coach of the Knicks last year? Last year in the playoffs when the same BS was happening? Like, Tom Thibodeau was the scapegoat last year, and he should have been. And if the Knicks, I still think they'll win the series. I do think that they'll beat the Hawks. I don't think the season's over by any stretch of the imagination. But if they lose the series, Mike Brown's going to be the scapegoat. And this is like we talk about in the NFL, right, with the Bills and the Ravens. You're never firing the MVP quarterback. You're never trading Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. Like, the Knicks are never going to trade Jalen Brunson if they lose this first-round series. He could go 0-69 in every game, and they're still not going to trade him. They'll fire Mike Brown. But you know what? Like, we did this once already. We scapegoated a coach already. They're going to do it again? Like, that's what this is? We're scapegoating the coach again? Last I checked, same players. Same players. At what point is it their fault? At what point do we start blaming them? Even while acknowledging that Mike Brown made some harebrained, insane decisions in this game, at what point do we blame the players? They scored 15 points in the fourth quarter against Atlanta. And, like, I say that kind of dismissively, you know. And, like, this is what pisses me off, because I said for weeks leading up to the first round, what the Knicks should do is try and get the 4 seed, right? So they can play Detroit in round 2 instead of Boston. And as it turned out, like, the Cleveland Cavaliers right now are basically, like, they're in St. Bart's instead of playing the Toronto Raptors. They're on vacation. Like, these games aren't even happening against the Raptors. Jamal Shedd is starting for Toronto because Quickly's hurt. He can't score. Brandon Ingram, like, you want to talk about someone who looks like he hits the bong 24-7. Brandon Ingram can't make a shot. Are these games actually happening? Or is this like it's like a 2K and you've simulated to the end of the series and Cleveland wins? Like, the Cavaliers have a first-round bye while the Knicks are now in a knockout, drag-out fight against the Atlanta Hawks. Who could have predicted it? Oh, me. I said it. The whole thing's infuriating. Now I want to take a breath. I'm pissed because it's insane. It's one thing to lose. We're all sports fans, right? You watch your favorite team. I think it's fair if I say there are different ways to lose, and some are more annoying and aggravating than others. Fair or unfair? Last night's loss falls under the umbrella of exceptionally aggravating. Like, it's one thing if the Hawks just kick their ass and they're leading from pillar to post. It's another thing when you're up by 12 going into the fourth quarter at home with the better team and you lose. With all these insane things happening on the way there. I do think the Knicks will still win the series. I do think that. I think they'll win game three on Thursday night. Brunson took responsibility after the game, says he needs to do a better job circulating the ball. I think they'll be okay. Also, like, can Karl Anthony Towns do something? One shot in the fourth quarter? What goes on? Like, it's like you feel like you're on drugs watching this. Except, like, if you do drugs, it's supposed to be a pleasurable experience. This is miserable. Don't do drugs, kids. Just saying. I don't even know what to say. I still think they'll win the series, but I'll tell you what. It doesn't give you a ton of confidence if it is, in fact, Knicks Celtics in round two. 310-840-4910, youtube.com/@thecostos. Let me tell y'all, I haven't even scratched the surface yet on this game. Coming up next, I'm going to take the task. The one thing surrounding this series that pisses me off the most, and I dare anyone to disagree with me. It's a Tuesday on Westwood One Sports. You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM.
The Cowboys have two first-round picks, and the entire draft is watching. Stay put or move up. Every Dallas decision reshapes the board. The NFL draft starts 8 Eastern, Thursday, from your home of the NFL, Westwood One Sports.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Free trial is 7 days. If customer does not cancel prior to the end of a trial period, fees will apply.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7, so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at Quo.com/sports. That's Quo.com/sports to try Quo free. Quo.com/sports.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there. To learn more, go to SafePlace.com.